Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Chemistry Essentials for Dummies by John T. Moore is a compact study guide designed to make introductory chemistry more approachable for learners who need the core ideas without the weight of a full textbook, part of the Essentials for Dummies series. The book focuses on the most important concepts typically taught in a two-semester high school chemistry sequence or an introductory college chemistry course. In Entry High P, its purpose is not to provide advanced theory or exhaustive detail, but to give readers a clear framework for understanding how chemistry works at the foundational level. Moore, an experienced chemistry educator, organizes the material around major building blocks such as matter and energy, atomic structure, the periodic table, bonding, reactions, acids and bases, and the mole concept. The book functions especially well as a review tool, refresher, or homework aid. Its accessible style and selective coverage make it useful for students, parents, tutors, and adult learners who want a practical guide to essential chemistry principles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, matter, energy, and the language of basic chemistry. One of the book's most important contributions is its introduction to the fundamental language of chemistry through matter, energy, and measurement. Before students can understand atoms, reactions, or equations, they need a reliable grasp of what chemistry studies and how chemists describe change. The book helps readers distinguish physical properties from chemical properties and physical changes from chemical changes, which is a basic but necessary step in building chemical reasoning. It also gives attention to forms of matter, such as elements, compounds, and mixtures, helping readers sort everyday substances into meaningful categories. Energy is presented as inseparable from chemical processes, since reactions involve changes in stored energy and often produce heat or absorb it. By emphasizing the vocabulary and organizing principles behind the subject, the book makes later topics less intimidating. This approach is especially useful for beginners who may feel overwhelmed by formulas and symbols before they understand what those symbols represent. In a short guide format, this early foundation matters because it establishes chemistry as a structured way of describing substances and transformations rather than as a collection of isolated facts to memorize. Secondly, atomic structure and the logic of the periodic table, a central topic in Chemistry Essentials for Dummies, is the structure of the atom and the way the periodic table organizes chemical behavior. Introductory chemistry depends on understanding that matter is made of atoms containing protons, neutrons, and electrons, and that the arrangement of these particles affects the properties of elements. The book presents atomic structure in a simplified way that supports practical learning rather than overwhelming readers with advanced physics. From there, it connects atomic ideas to the periodic table, which serves as one of chemistry's most powerful organizational tools. Readers are guided toward recognizing trends and patterns among elements, instead of seeing the table as a chart to memorize blindly. This helps explain why certain elements behave similarly, why some are more reactive than others, and how electron arrangement influences chemical properties. For students, this section is valuable because it links microscopic structure with observable patterns, making the subject feel coherent. A good introductory chemistry guide must show not just what the periodic table contains, but why it matters. And this book appears to do that by emphasizing relationships among atomic structure, periodic organization, and chemical behavior. Thirdly, chemical bonds and the formation of compounds. Another major theme is chemical bonding, which explains how atoms combine to form the substances encountered in laboratories, textbooks, and daily life. For many beginners, chemistry starts to become meaningful when isolated atoms are replaced by molecules and compounds with recognizable properties. The book covers the basics of how bonds form and why atoms interact, giving readers a foundation for understanding chemical formulas and the stability of compounds. At an introductory level, this usually includes the roles of electrons in bonding and the distinction between major bond types that appear throughout general chemistry. Moore's approach is known for clarity, so the value here lies in reducing an abstract topic to its key principles. Bonding is more than a chapter topic because it connects atomic structure to reactivity, shape, and material properties. Without it, later ideas such as reactions, acids and bases, and stoichiometry remain disconnected. In a concise review book, bonding must be taught economically but effectively, and that is one of the practical strengths of an essentials format. Students preparing for tests or reviewing a course benefit from a streamlined explanation that focuses on how and why atoms form compounds rather than on highly specialized. Exceptions. Fourthly, chemical reactions, equations, and balancing. The book also gives readers a practical entry into chemical reactions, a topic that often defines whether students feel confident in chemistry or defeated by it. Reactions are where the subject becomes active, substances transform, equations represent those transformations, and balancing equations enforces the principle that matter is conserved. For introductory learners, this area can feel procedural, but the book's strength is likely its ability to present the procedure in a way that remains tied to conceptual meaning. Chemical equations are not just symbolic exercises. They show which substances react, which products form, and how quantities relate. A concise guide is especially useful here, because students often need a fast, understandable review of reaction types, symbolic notation, and balancing methods before homework or exams. The emphasis on reactions also supports broader chemical literacy, since readers begin to interpret laboratory observations and textbook examples more confidently. This topic is essential because it turns chemistry from a static description of matter into a study of change. By focusing on core reaction concepts rather than extensive detail, the book meets the needs of students who must master the standard tools of introductory chemistry in a manageable and review-friendly format. Lastly, acids, bases, and the mole as problem-solving tools. Among the most important applied topics in the book are acids and bases and the mole concept, both of which are central to success in introductory chemistry. Acids and bases appear early in science education, but their chemistry can be confusing because it combines vocabulary, properties, reactions, and numerical thinking. A concise guide helps by distilling these ideas to their essential patterns, allowing students to recognize what makes acids and bases important in both theory and practice. The mole concept is equally crucial because it gives chemistry its quantitative framework. Students may understand what a reaction is, but still struggle to calculate how much substance is involved. The mole links the microscopic world of atoms and molecules to measurable amounts used in the lab and in problem sets. In many courses, this concept becomes the gateway to stoichiometry and to a deeper understanding of chemical equations. By including both acids and bases and the mole in an essentials guide, the book addresses topics that are often barriers to confidence. The result is a study aid that does not merely define terms but equips readers with some of the most necessary tools for interpreting reactions, solving basic chemistry problems, and navigating course requirements. In conclusion, Chemistry Essentials for Dummies is best suited for readers who need a dependable overview of introductory chemistry rather than a comprehensive academic treatment. High school students, first-year college students, adult learners returning to coursework, and parents or tutors helping with assignments are all likely to benefit from its focused design. Its main practical strength is efficiency. Instead of burying the reader in excessive detail, it concentrates on the concepts most commonly required for class success, homework support, and exam review. That makes it especially useful for refreshing knowledge quickly or building a basic framework before moving on to more demanding material. The book stands out in its category because it occupies a middle ground between a full-scale textbook and a short cheat sheet. It offers more context and explanation than a simple summary guide, yet remains far less intimidating than standard course texts. John T. Moore's experience as a chemistry educator is reflected in the emphasis on clarity, essential ideas, and student-friendly presentation. For readers who want chemistry explained in a direct and manageable way, this book delivers a realistic and practical entry point. Its value lies not in depth for specialists, but in helping ordinary learners understand the foundation well enough to move forward with confidence. If you would like to support John T. Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.